The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, July 21st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we celebrate 178 years of St. Agnes being an institution. I'm trying to find out what my family was doing 178 years ago. It was about 178 years ago that the Nuri's came to the Bahamas, and I'm trying to say, I wonder if we actually attended the great institution of St. Agnes Church. But today, I actually have some special guests. I have Mr. Hanna and Ms. Ferguson, Mrs. Ferguson here, who is going to be telling me about the 178 years of St. Agnes doing work in our community, and also about their vacation Bible school program that they that is a part of the 178-year celebration. But I want to know all about that. So we'll start off with Mr. Hanna. Formally introduce yourself. Formally tell me about your position that you hold in St. Agnes Anglican Church, right? Yes. And I want to start off with also some history of St. Agnes.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. It's a pleasure being here with you. And we look forward to a wonderful time. Firstly, St. Agnes is huge.
It is huge.
It's in the area of Grantstown where the early settlers or slaves settled. And from back in 1841, when the church was first established, we have been a pillar in the community. The church was formally dedicated in 1845. Mm-hmm. And from that day on, we continue to make significant inroads into the lives of the community and the wider community. Yes, a number of our, a good portion of our members are no longer living in the area, but we still worship in the area and we still lift up those around us in the community. So we continue the legacy of providing for those in need and serving the whole man in the process. So it's a wonderful opportunity. As you know, we had the first rector. The first Bahamian rector was Mr. George Pyfrom back in
1936.
Through 47, he served at St. Agnes. And he was followed later by our Father Milton Cooper, who was the first black Bahamian rector of St. Agnes back in 1947. Hmm. So we have a rich history, sir.
Man, you need to have put on some kind of museum and so then highlight all of these great people. I'm excited just knowing that. I like history. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the CA Nuri, Good Morning, Guardian Radio AM. Mm-hmm. So before we start talking about Vacation Bible School, right? Mm-hmm. And as we talk about what is your position and mm-hmm. what is the mandate of it, right? Yeah. I still need more history. But who is now the rector of
St. Current rector of St. Agnes Church is Archdeacon Keith Cartwright. Mm-hmm. He is the current rector of St. Agnes, and he's doing a significant job empowering us to serve the whole man.
And I know, again, going by my memory, right? You're renovating your roof recently. How's that going?
Oh, that is going very well. We are about 75% of the way, and we expect to have that wrapped up in another several weeks. But the work is going on very well. They are now on the southern side of the roof, and it's making good progress. But we will have a brand new roof. It's very costly, but the church members stepped up to the plate.
Amen.
And provided the funding to make sure we could carry on the work of the church.
And I tested you on everything. Once upon a time, you were changing your pipes or your organs some time ago. How long ago that was?
Oh, that must have been more than 20 years ago.
Like that old?
Yes.
But the organs sound good.
But we have a pipe organ that really, really puts you in the mood spiritually. And We have a very good organist.
I'm going to ask the person name because I know at St. Matthew's, Miss Francis plays that organ. Yeah. So I want to know who
Mr.
plays.
Preston Ferguson.
Okay.
Is our organist, and he keeps that music alive, and it really dovetails into the daily mass that is carried out every day in our churches, in our church. And so we feel excited at St. Agnes.
Okay. And now I want to talk about your outreach program and what all St. Agnes does. Mm-hmm. And see, I'm doing all of these housekeeping things before we start, because I want to celebrate 178 years, right? But I need to understand exactly how and what all has St. Agnes been doing for the community and, of course, the wider Bahamas.
We have been doing quite a bit, Mr. Nuri. You know, we have a vibrant social outreach program where we feed the poor each week.
Mm-hmm.
We fund it, and so whatever we collect in goes back out. Father ensures that we put the money back in the lives of the people in the community. So the food is prepared by members of St. Agnes, distributed by members of St. Agnes, and we ensure that people get a hot plate or hot meal. In addition to that, as part of our social outreach programs, we have the Christian Formation Ministry, and social outreach, which assists with caring for the elderly in the community and surrounding and the church by ensuring that they have the necessary staples to get them through. Because very often people forget about persons when they become senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We do not forget at St. Agnes. So we are continually in contact with them, and we distribute groceries and other items to them on a regular basis. And so we also have something called Dorcas House, where we provide clothing for the community on a regular basis. If you need clothes, you can come to Dorcas House and get a clean bag of clothing to assist you in moving forward. Also, we over the years, we have adopted the Woodcock Primary School.
Yes.
That's a school that we have adopted, and so we do quite a bit of work in there with them because, you know, they are right there in the community. And so we continue to assist wherever we can in lifting up those folks.
Good. So now, after I finish all that housekeeping, now we can talk about the Vacation Bible School, and this is where Ms. Ferguson comes in. Ms. Ferguson, introduce yourself. And explain, what do you do, or what is your position at St. Agnes?
Good morning, Bahamas. I am Mrs. Samantha Ferguson. I'm excited about Vacation Bible School. It is a pleasure to be here to speak to you this morning about it. Our Vacation Bible School runs from the 24th of July to the 28th of July of this year. The cost for it is a mere measly $35, and with that, your child / children will get an exciting time, nutritious meals, and entertainment like no other. We have wonderful sponsors on board this year. We have the Atlantis on board. We have Island House on board. We have donations from Blue Water. We also have the Ministry of Tourism on board, as our children will be exploring the Bahamas through various field trips this year. It's exciting. The theme is Keepers of the Kingdom. And with celebrating the 178th year of our church, that is essentially what we are. We are keepers of the kingdom, and we want to teach our children to be as such, keeping the kingdom, keeping what is here for the next generation while building their souls, their hearts, their spirits, and themselves and others up for the next kingdom when they go to heaven.
This sounds to be action-packed. I mean, the list of activities you list already, I'm kind of jealous. So when you say Vacation Bible School, this is for adults, so I can come too? Or?
Oh, listen, if you want to come, we can sign you up today.
I want to pay my $35 so I can get some of these free trips. So who is it geared toward?
Vacation.
Is it just St. Agnes Parish children?
No.
Go ahead, no. Explain that.
It's we gear towards the wider community. I think in previous years, we have had participants come from as far as London to join into the celebrations with us. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And persons look forward to it. Not just the children of our church and the neighboring community, because we do invite individuals from the neighboring community as mm-hmm, well. Mm-hmm. And we encourage individuals, if you are unable to afford the $35, do not allow that to be a hindrance for you not to send your child.
Just contact you.
Just contact us. Let us know. Our church office number is 356-0505, 356-0505. You can speak with our office administrator, Mrs. Kimberly Higgs Archer, and she will be more than happy to take your information, provide it to us so that we can contact you to ensure that your child is a part of this wonderful spiritual educational experience.
I want to talk about registration now, right? Because I see you say call the office, right? I know it's $35 and it's starting July 24th. Fourth, right? Can I just bring my money that day, or do I need to pre-register?
We have almost like what you would call a registration party on the Saturday before the 24th, which is on the 22nd.
Okay.
That starts at 3 p.m., where we engulf the children in the program, just the gist of it, what they can look forward to for the program they will receive on that day. They will receive their activity booklet, a little gift bag that houses things inside of it that complements the theme for this year.
Nice.
And during that time, parents can register. You can also register prior to that if you are unable to make it. Just visit our church's office, fill out the form. The form is posted on our church's Facebook page as well. You can fill it out digitally and send it to us.
So the form is on your social media page, your Facebook page. And give me that for the name of the social media
page. St. Agnes Anglican Parish.
Okay. And I could print that in or fill it out digitally.
Yes.
And I could come to the church office and get a form.
And get a
and
form.
Fill that out. Yes. But you're having a big time pre-party.
Big time.
And that's going to be on the Saturday before.
That's on the Saturday. Balloons for the kids. And this year, we are bringing into it as well the 50th anniversary of our country.
Okay.
And so this year, we're going to have lots of old-time stuff. Salty in the bag, cup, different things.
And like this could be at the party.
This is going to be at the party on Saturday.
On Saturday, I could pass by with my child.
Yes, you can pass by with your child. Also. You can get a cup, some salty, a little bit of pizza, old-fashioned hot dog. Uh-huh. With all the sauces mixed together to make that nice peach sauce on top. Listen, it's going to be, as they say, lit.
And I can have a bag to carry home, too.
And you're going to have a bag to carry home.
See? I got to come.
Yes, man.
Because this is why I can bring in Mr. Hanna, right? Mm-hmm. Recently, I went to St. Agnes, because you all had, part of your celebration, you all had a lecture series.
Yes, we did.
Right? And I want to go to you on to tell me what all have you all been doing. And part of, in terms of celebrating your 178 years, right? But I want to say this. When I went to the lecture, you all had food. Not a little bit of food. I mean, the plate was full. I had to close the plate and carry it just like that. And the macaroni, I don't know who made the macaroni, but macaroni was inside there with thick. And they had good macaroni. Okay. St. Agnes has made good macaroni.
I believe it.
Right? And I want to know, what all have you all been doing for the celebration of St. Agnes?
You know, we believe in health also. And so about a week ago, we had a walkathon, a health walkathon, where we walked from the church to Sanders Beach and back.
That's a lot of walking.
And then we had persons and vendors on site who could take your blood pressure.
Nice.
Who could carry out other special medical tests to ensure that you're healthy and you don't have any issues. And all of this was carried out by the nurses or the medical team from St. Agnes. And so that was very good. And some people got some surprises. And it was good.
It was a good health fair.
Good health fair.
What else you'll do?
We also had a special dedication service on Sunday Pass.
Mm-hmm.
which was attended by Bishop Leish Boyd.
Nice.
And it was good. And again, we had food or
you all tend to have all. A lot of food. And but, this is just give it to everybody. You just go ahead, food there.
Yeah, but the dedication ceremony was very, very good. It was fantastic. We had a wonderful time spiritually. We were able to praise God and really give thanks for 178 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had the opportunity to give back more to the church to help with the roof program mm-hmm. and other social outreach programs that we have going at St. Agnes. So we have been extremely busy over the past month dealing with the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas and also the 178th.
I see you mentioned the fair. You all just had a fair a couple of days ago, and I passed by the fair, and you all had a joke who rush out, and I see the matured membership rushing. And you can't just bypass this. You got to tell me what all your...
But as you know, we sit in the heart of the Saxons.
Mm-hmm.
So the Saxons, we were in the belly of the Saxons, and as you know, our rector is a Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
A matter of fact, he regards himself as the honorary priest or for the Saxons, superstars.
Mm-hmm.
But we rushed around the block, and we also had a lot of vendors at the schoolroom right on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wonderful festival. All of that was a festival.
Yeah,
we call it a part of the dedication festival. All of that was a part of the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so We are really, really moving in the right direction, and we are empowering people spiritually and otherwise to do more for our fellow man.
And you have a special role, and I see the phone blinking. I'm going to let this person pass through soon. You have a special role at St. Agnes. I want to hear more about that too. What do you do?
I am I'm a vestry member
mm-hmm.
At the church, and I'm also the leader of the Christian Education Ministry. And my ministry is responsible for all Christian education activities, including Bible study, which is conducted by Archbishop Gomez
mm-hmm.
On a regular basis. We have it's done on by Zoom now since the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and it's every week. And it helps to help persons better understand the Word
mm-hmm.
so that they can serve God in a more intentional way. So anything to do with empowering people and transforming people, that is what my ministry is involved in. And as the leader, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, educational areas of the church pertaining to, it could be something on stewardship, it could be on gifts. We are there to lead it, and we are doing it, and we are doing it, you know, with fun and aggressively trying to build up the body of Christ.
I like how you say fun, because your membership tend to grow. Your membership tend to maintain, mm-hmm. you know, and whereas a number of other churches tend to have challenges,
mm-hmm.
the people, the parishioners at St. Agnes are dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
When you say go to St. Agnes, you just see there's a different theme. I'm a member. I belong there,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's something to be proud of. But I have a caller here, and I want us to engage them.
Okay.
But I want to know about some of your ministries there also. So I want to talk about that. And we're going back to Vacation Bible School. So I see you looking at me, Ms. Ferguson, because I want to hear more, right, in terms of what to expect, right? I hear about this booklet. I want to know what could be in this booklet. I hear you have one or two tours, because I see a couple of partners that you have. I want to know what all you plan to be doing. I mean, not to say convince me, because I didn't say I'm coming, right? I just want to get everyone else excited, because I didn't see why I'm coming. Plus, you all plan to have food.
Yes, yeah. and macaroni on Friday.
See, macaroni on Friday. Look at me. Let me pass this caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning to you, Mr. Dory.
Good morning to you.
And a pleasant good morning to those of St. Agnes Anglican Church. Now, the oldest Anglican Church in the Bahamas, St. John's Anglican Church, in Harbor Island, 1647. Then comes Christ Church Cathedral, 1670, St. Matthew's. And they call St. Agnes the Cathedral over the hill. Now, I always wondered, I'm an Anglican, baptized St. Matthew's, 1951, confirmed in St. George's, grew up there. I'm always concerned as to why do they call it the Cathedral over the hill? And where is over the hill? Because there's a ridge of hills runs from Vinton straight down to Lycett Key. But then you got the south side of the hill and the north side of the hill. And the Bay Street boys always took the north side around the harbor all around the eastern front. And all the elites used to go to Cathedral. If anybody old enough to remember, all the white Anglicans either went to St. Matthew's or Cathedral. But if you go into churches now, you will see predominantly, you hardly see any white people in any churches in the Bahamas anymore. It's like they must have left the church because the black people started taking over. Evangelistic Temple, Grace Gospel Chapel, all these places might be the only places you might see one or two white people go. I wonder where white people go to church these days now. Okay. But I know the black people, whether it be Baptist, Anglican, Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist, whatever it is, they massively take over the churches in the Bahamas because the Anglicans, and the Bahamian blacks, we believe in going to church.
I see that. And the body of Christ has many complexions, and I'm excited about that. But let's continue the conversation about the various ministries at St. Agnes. Mm-hmm. What type of ministries you have there? And if you can remember the names, throw the names. I want to celebrate the people there.
Yeah, one of our very active ministries is the Christian Formation Ministry and the Pastoral Care Ministry, where they put on these exceptional programs to reach persons in the community who need spiritual upliftment. Pastoral care is extremely active in meeting the elderly and ensuring that they are getting the kind of counseling and support that they need. Also, they assist the priests who visits the sick and the shut-in in distributing communion, so they are there to give support. In addition to those two ministries, we have the Anglican men, ACM, which is headed by Thomas McIntosh. He's an extremely vibrant leader who is continually out there lifting up men and encouraging men to improve their connection with Christ and to become more active in their churches. And so the ACM is extremely dedicated to lifting up men in the community and getting them more active in the church. And then there's the ACW, which is headed by Elsie Strawn. She's the president. And they focus on Christian values and strengthening the growth in the body of Christ. So they continually work with encouraging women in the church to become involved in this ministry and to give back to the wider community. And they are always looking for occasions and opportunities to strengthen people's personal relationship with Christ. The youth ministry at our church is also extremely active. And they are deeply involved in providing activities for the youth to become engaged and to spur the body of Christ on to higher heights. And so you'll find that they are involved in the various programs and they make themselves available to participate in the various programs like Discovery, which is a spiritual activity of the church that is designed to help you or to nudge you along to become more active spiritually in your church. It's like a 3-day program that involves teachings of the church where you learn about the Word of God, you learn about the Mass, you learn about what makes us Anglicans, what makes us Christians, what is necessary to get us to become, to move from lukewarm to hot. And it's done annually at church. And so we are quite involved. There are so many things we involve in. Then you have the acolytes, you see the choir boys in their red and black. That's also a ministry of the church. And they get constant direction from the rector on how to become and remain involved in the church.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Vacation Bible School again. right? And I asked Miss Ferguson again. I need the dates again. I need the dates again because I done coming to the Saturday party, but I want to know, is it going to be Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, and remember, the big party is on the 22nd, which is tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
The big party tomorrow.
The big party is tomorrow.
So the whole community need to come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And all the Anglican diocese need to come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And then register. To register for the main event, which occurs from the 24th to the 28th.
And what's the price again?
A five-day fun-filled party for only $35, where you learn to engage, engulf, and immerse yourself into the Word of God and how to utilize the Word of God to combat everyday situations. Because the reality is, Mr. Nuri, we are not training our children simply for church.
Mm-hmm.
We are training them to go out into the wider community. How am I going to combat when somebody teases me? Mm-hmm. How am I going to combat if somebody hits me? How mm-hmm. am I going to, when I see that person on the side of the road
this
that desperately is in need of my assistance, mm-hmm. am I going to walk past him? Am I going to stop? Am I going to assist him? The aim of it is to encourage and to ensure that our children are weaponized mm-hmm. with the whole armor mm-hmm. of God so that they can utilize those fruits of the Spirit, the thoughtfulness, thankfulness, caring, kindness, those kinds of things, but still be in such a way that they allow the Lord to feed into their lives to be a blessing to somebody else.
I need to know the ages, right? Because I have a 9-year-old and I have a 15-year-old, right? I want to know, can they come or is it too young or too old? What's the ages?
Well, the 9-year-old can register to come in. Our 15-year-olds, what we would have done with them is they would have gone through a little program mm-hmm. ahead of time because we utilize them to assist.
So tell me how to get this in.
If they want to do that as well, so when they fill out the form, they would indicate that we would call them. And if they do that today, we can still be able to have those one or two of the 15-year-olds mm-hmm. come in and assist. Because remember, at this point, we would have already gotten most of our volunteers and mm-hmm. counselors already.
So now walk me through this form, because I want to understand who is eligible to be there, who I need to encourage to make sure that they add the program. So you tell me which age bracket to come and what to expect and what to bring.
Okay. So when you come in, you fill out your form. Once you fill out the form for ages 4 mm-hmm. through 12.
I understand. 4 to 12 now. See?
4 through 12.
Okay.
You are filling out the form. Simple information, mother's name, father's name, child's name, if you have any allergies, if you agree to go on the field trip, those kinds of things.
And what time does this start? The Monday?
On Monday morning, we start out early. At 9 a.m.
So 9 o'clock is I got to be there.
You got to be there into the main sanctuary of the church. You have to be there so that you can engage yourself. We do have our rector who is going to come in, who's going to provide the charge, not just for the children, but for the counselors as well. On Monday morning, we have an opening program already designed for our children to ensure that they prepare themselves, so to speak, and have themselves ready to engage, to engulf, and to immerse themselves into the program that we have to offer.
You expect a large crowd?
I am expecting a large crowd.
All the different parishes come in with their children?
We usually do have a large crowd. And just about every year, with the exception of this year, we would have a huge contingent of about 35 to 40 children come all the way from Adelaide.
Oh, nice.
Just to come in and to be a part of the program. Mr. Nuri, I'll let you know that this program outfits our children for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a program in 2019 called Roar. When Life is Wild, God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that program, the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing. The children, mm-hmm. even after when you call them, checking on them, mm-hmm. the counselors, you call them, checking on them, how are you doing? The one thing that they could always say, Mrs. Ferguson, Mr. Hanna, life is wild, but God is good.
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
So we are outfitting them. This is something that we are doing for them to help them to build, to combat whatever circumstance or situation that comes their way. This lets them know that even though life is going to happen, but there are tools that are provided for you in that good book.
So I dropped my child off at 9, mm-hmm. Monday. Right? Monday. After the big party, it's Saturday, just mm-hmm. tomorrow, Saturday, and fill out the forms, whatever it is. Or I could bring my form in on Monday morning also, yes. right? How long does it run?
What from time 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
On Tuesdays, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday is going to be a little later mm-hmm. at 2, and Thursday it's going to be a little later at 2 p.m. as well. And Wednesday, the children go into the midday mass, and so they would come out about 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And I assume you can have a schedule for the parents.
Yes,
parent
parents
sure.
will be
mm-hmm.
provided with a schedule. So when you get your registration packet, that registration packet will also entail the class schedule, as well as I said before, the activity book and some resources that you would need. Little things like crayons, pencils, mm-hmm. things like that that you would always need to write. And the activity book this year will entail a small journal, a 5-day journal for mm-hmm. our children to actually write about their experience each day, and to provide a way in which what you learn today could possibly help you into the future. And for the very small ones that may not be as verbose, then their journal section will be a color page where they would actually color or draw anything that they learned for that day, whether it would be the armor, the sword, the shield, the breastplate, the shoes of peace.
You sound so excited, man.
Oh, yeah.
I am ready.
Is it a passion?
I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. Because even you teach, we are teaching our children these little things, the shoes of peace. That's what you have to walk with. You have to put that on each day mm-hmm. because you're going to meet mm-hmm. obstacles. Things are going to be thrown at you. And we as adults, we feel as though, okay, our children are not going to, they don't have that experience. They don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, as a veteran educator of 19 years, our children experience the same things we experience as adults mm-hmm. and in sometimes more traumatic ways.
Mm. I'm glad that St. Agnes has dedicated themselves to preparing our children, because it seems as if our children are under attack nowadays, mm-hmm. right? Oh, so yeah. I'm glad that you are making sure that they are equipped with the full armor of God to do that. Now, I understand it's Monday to Friday. I understand it's going to be like from basically 9 to 1:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of lunch, will it be any lunch? Oh,
lunch yes. is provided. Listen, food is provided for. And
is it included?
The food is included in the fee. Hello, hallelujah.
I get lunch every day, Monday, Tuesday, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I get lunch.
You get a
day.
Hot lunch, nutritional, hot nutritional lunch. Your snacks are fruits, yogurt, water. That comes with the package. You get that every day.
I get lunch and snacks?
You get lunch yeah. and snacks. And we have a dynamic team that heads our kit, that works in our kitchen, headed by Mrs. Patricia Mitchell, one of the most awesome cooks we have in St. Agnes. And
that's who made the macaroni?
That's who made the macaroni. Okay. She made one of the macaronis.
Okay, because I enjoy the macaroni. I just said I enjoy the macaroni. I just said, you know, I enjoy the macaroni.
She is awesome in our kitchen, and she's going to provide us with food every single day, because we are feeding the soul, but you also have to feed the child.
Because my Jesus, make sure he had fish and loaves while he preached.
Amen. Yes, and table fellowship is essential. Our children have to learn that right there. You know, sometimes you sit down as a family, even as a family, you sit down and you eat. Sometimes mommy in one room, daddy in the next room. No, everybody should break bread at the table.
Have y'all sent invitation to all of the parishes already?
Yes, we...
So they know?
Yeah, the other parishes know.
And we know that Saturday's the big day, the big party?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, just making sure. So I don't want to make sure only me want to know, because I was going to come and collect.
No, we are pushing. And the rector of our church, Archdeacon Cartwright, is also reaching out to his fellow clergy colleagues, I call them, and encouraging them to send their children.
Okay.
And so we expect representation from several of the churches. Normally, we normally have a contingent coming out of St. James in Adelaide. But however, this year, they will not be with us. Mm-hmm. But that was always a very special visit, because the children of Adelaide never really get a chance to come up.
Yeah, uptown. Providence, yes.
Uptown. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so when they come up and they are able to make friends and have fun and also learn at the same time. And what we used to do is go down there. We spend a day down there during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because our children, we found out that some of them didn't know what Amun was.
I'm learning that now. Okay. I'm taking for granted what my children do not know.
Yeah, and when we walked through the community of Adelaide, they didn't know what Amun was. Mm. They didn't know about walking through the graveyard. They didn't know about...
I want to talk about that from past experience. We're going to take a commercial break here, because I'm not sure if you mentioned any field trips going to be happening during this time. And if they are, I want you to go in detail about that. Because knowing what Amun... If not knowing what Amun is, it's got to be a sin. So we got to make sure our children understand that Amun and Ganep, especially during this time where everything's so bountiful. Yes. Right? So I want to talk more about that. There's Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have Mrs. Ferguson with me, and we have Mr. Hanna with me. And they are from St. Agnes Anglican Church, and they're having a vacation Bible school that is starting July 24th to July 28th on Saturday, tomorrow. Saturday, tomorrow, they're having a big party for the registration. They call it a registration party, but they're inviting everybody down. They're going to have some food and drinks there as you bring your child, and you can register your child. Also, you can register your child on Monday also for that. And the vacation Bible school theme, Ms. Ferguson, remind me what the theme for this year again.
Our theme for this year is Keepers of the Kingdom.
Keepers of the kingdom. There you go. All right, let's go on that commercial break. Because St. Agnes might be the gateway to the Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, I have members of St. Agnes Anglican Church, which is located on Blue Hill Road. They are celebrating 178 years. Is the building 178 years old, or just the church itself?
The church was dedicated, you know, a couple of years later.
Okay.
So from the dedication to now, it's 178 years.
So the edifice, the building itself, that roof which you're changing might have been 178 years.
Yes, sir.
No, they've changed.
Yeah. They've done some work on it over the years when it was damaged by one of the hurricanes. But right now it's compromised, and so we had to change.
Change the roof. Yeah. Nice, nice. Yeah. I was going to talk about the K-Pok trees and the parking lot there where the roots come, but I can bring it up on the next day because I can write the parent. Because when I was trying to park to come, I said, where I can park? But anyway, I can bring that up with the rector later on. I'm just saying, turn it out there in case he's listening.
Okay.
Just in case he's listening.
All right.
But Monday, Monday is the Vacation Bible School start.
Yes.
And on the break, I was mentioning that, are you going to have any field trips?
Oh, yes.
What kind of field trips are you going to have?
We have a field trip planned, I'll work in reverse, for Friday. And that field trip is going to be to the newest economic engine in the Bahamas, the Nassau Cruise Port, where children will have an opportunity to tour the Junkanoo Museum and also see the fantastic work that has been done at the cruise port, and also get a glimpse of the newest Disney ship that should be in port around that time.
It is included in the $35. There's no extra money.
No extra money.
And the bus that included inside the $35.
Yeah, the bus fare is included.
Just come.
Just come, and we will bus the children there and bring them back to have lunch afterwards. But the idea is we want them to realize that there's an economic engine that drives the country, that drives what we do in church, that drives tithing, that drives our collection that we put in the plate, and we're going to make that connection. But we want to show them what is being done in the country to help generate dollars in their parents' pockets and their pockets so that they can continue to give back to the church and build up the kingdom of God. And the various ministries that we continually work in and at. So that's the connection. We also will have Atlantis coming down on Tuesday. The water feature staff of Atlantis will be coming down to do something special pertaining to the marine life that they have.
Nice.
They intend to bring down a couple miniature situations to be able to educate the children about the importance of marine life.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be exciting. So we're looking forward to that. And so we don't have to go to them. They'll come to us with the samples. And we are arranging a special movie that the children will be able to participate in on that Thursday. So they would be the field trip aspects, and the rest of it will be teaching and craft work. And attending Mass with Archbishop Gomez on that Wednesday. So we're going to have a power-packed week.
It looks so.
And we're going to be excited. Our team is ready. And we're gonna pour into the children what is necessary to get them to the next level.
Okay. This is Ms. Ferguson's audio. We have the last 4 minutes. I need you to tell me what all I need to do, what all we need to do in order to register. We'll start off with the age range again for me.
Okay, once again, the age range is 4 to 12.
4 years old.
4 years to old 12. To 12 That's years old. Our theme this year is Keepers of the Kingdom. And we're thinking about the way that we keep the kingdom in terms of spiritually, financially, and in terms of our resources as well, our natural resources. And that's why Atlantis is on board with us with this. Our big party is Saturday the 22nd, starting at 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
We want to make sure that everybody comes out. Good old-fashioned Bahamian time we are going to have there for you. We're going to introduce the children to things that they will not do on a daily basis. Tops, hopscotch, the salty, the cups, the baggy, those kinds of things. Our opening for Vacation Bible School 2023 will be Monday the 24th, beginning at 9 a.m. in the church, the main church. We do have a fantastic program planned for our students. And then we will have Atlantis in on Tuesday, teaching us how we need to ensure that we take care of one of our natural resources. That's not, that's our sun, our sand, our sea, and the animals that live within. We also have on Wednesday, we are going to be worshiping in the church at the midday mass between 12 noon and 1:30 with Bishop Gomez. And Thursday, we will be having a movie with the Island House and field trips. That letter will go out as well, as long as that's also the permission slip is there for you, for the students, for the parents, sorry, as well within the application. And on Friday, the big day, which is to the port, the economic engine. And there you have it, folks. Come on down. You cannot miss it.
Where can I find a registration form?
Registration forms are at the church. 356-0505. St. Ignace is here for you. It's better in the Bahamas, but it is best at St. Ignace.
It's best at St. Ignace. It's been Guardian Radio and AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you, Mr. Hanna. Thank you, Ms. Ferguson.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Enjoy Bahamas.
All the best.